Passing in review real quick. Discipleship class number 3. Listen to me now. Discipleship class number 3. I beg you. I won't keep you long, but just listen. I beg you. I beg you to listen. I beg you to listen. I beg you. I beg you. Listen to me. To know Jesus Christ in truth is to what? Come on now, according to what we've been teaching now. To know Him. Why does it say that you must know Him in truth? To know Him in truth is to confess the what? What is truth? What? Somebody, my leaders. What is truth? Confessing that what? Say it out. Don't be scared. Truth is confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then what would a lie be? What would it be, Renee? Truth is... Stand up, Renee. Stand up. What is truth?
Confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
So what is the opposite of the truth?
Denying
what? Renee said... Okay, sit back down, Renee. Renee said that truth is confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Right on. So a lie would be, in context, would be somebody that doesn't confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To be born of God in truth is to confess the truth of Jesus Christ. You are the Son of the living God. I confess truth. What truth? Jesus, you died on the cross for my sin. You are the Son of God. And Jesus, more than that, you are God. I confess you into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior, my Redeemer forever. That qualifies you to be a son of God in truth. Every time I say the word God, I want you to say the word love. God?
Love.
God?
Love?
Love? I told you to say love. Every time I say the word God, I want you to say love. To know God in truth is to be born again of Jesus Christ. It's to confess Him in truth. God, I can't take my lifestyle anymore. I am a sinner. I am miserable in my lifestyle. God, the Bible says that a man must be born again. God, I give my life to You today. I'm a sinner. Jesus Christ came down identical to You. And He died on the cross for my sin, God. And I acknowledge that testimony. I acknowledge that what You said about Your Son is truth. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sin, God. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. God, now You live inside of me. God, now You live inside of me. God, now You live inside of me. The only way God can live inside of you is if you ask and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There is no other way. This church, the Family Prayer Center, the First Baptist Church, the Mormon Church, Young Life, the Methodist Church, cannot get you into heaven. The Bible says that a man or woman must be born again to have God live inside of them. God. Okay, no more love. That's enough. What qualifies God to live inside of me is I must confess truth. What is truth? Jesus, You are God. You are the Son of God. And immediately the Spirit of God comes and live inside of you. Now what's God? Okay. The moment you say, Jesus, You are the Son of God, love God. Love God lives inside of you. Because you confess truth. What's truth? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So 2 John, how many of you read 2 John this week? Woo! Okay, that's pretty good. Man, that ain't good. It's okay though, but you're here tonight. We're going to take it one step further. So in order to have God live inside of you, what must we confess with our mouth? What? Truth. What is truth? Come on, Alice. Come on, Renee. Help me. Come on. Okay, it's repetition not for a reason. It's repetition for a reason so people can get it. Don't act confused. Your leader's here. The only way that I can get God in my heart is to confess truth. What's truth? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Immediately, God comes in. According to my statement and my belief, the confession of my mouth and the belief of my heart, God comes and lives inside of me. I'm impregnated with the love of God. Not physically. Spiritually. I'm impregnated by the Spirit of God. He comes and lives inside of me. So if God lives inside of me through my confession and the belief of my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, what lives inside of me? Love. Love lives inside of me because God is love. So out of that confession, out of God living inside of me, I've obeyed the commandment of God in truth that Jesus is His Son. So now God comes and lives inside of me. And He's with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, God's with me. And He speaks to me. He tells me how to live. And if He's love, and if He lives inside of me, what He asked me to do, how He asked me to live is love. It's nothing more than love. So everywhere I go as a Christian, everything that I know to do right is love. Because God lives what? Inside of me. If I know to do right out of my spirit, then the right that I know to do is love. If I know not to do something from the inside, then the instruction that God gives me according to what I'm not supposed to do is love. This is the problem with the church. We live our Christian life out of our emotion. Our walk, our life is internal. All the instruction in our life is internal. Because the Spirit of God lives inside of us. As we go, and as we walk, and as we wake up, and as we work, what is inside of us? Love. So do you really, really think that some of the things that we do in our lives is love? If God, the Father, asked you, Renee, can I ride with you today in your car? If He asked Kirsten, if He asked my wife, if He asked Barbara, Miss Barbara, we'd all say yes. Can I ride with you in the truck, Homer? Heck no, Jesus, you ain't riding with me. If He asked you, can I ride with you for 24 hours? And don't change nothing about yourself. Keep the same routine. Everything that you do, keep it the same. Would He be pleased? Would He be pleased with what He saw in me and you? If He physically rode with us in the car, would He be pleased at the way we talked? Would He be pleased at the way we acted? Would He be pleased at all what we watch or what we hear? Would He be pleased? Don't answer it, please. I'm not going to answer on my behalf. Everywhere we go, God is love because He lives inside of us. Everything that we know to do right is love. Everything that comes out of our spirit that we know that we shouldn't do is His instruction in our spirit. It's love. You know that He'll even be so sensitive with you and He'll tell you, young lady, if that's the man or the young lady for you. That's love. Walking in love is not a physical act. If it was a physical act, then every male and every female prostitute would walk in love if it's a physical act. Love is not physical. Love is spiritual. Love is not words. Love is obeying words. His words. The church does not know what love is. Love is nothing more than obeying God within you, doing the things that we know we shouldn't do. Overcoming those things in the world that we want to do, Not doing them is love, because you obeyed the commandment of God from within. And the only way to get God to live inside of me and you is to confess Him, confess Jesus Christ in truth. It's to confess Jesus, you are the Son of God, immediately, instantaneously. When you confess your sins before God, He comes and lives inside of you and you're born again. Immediately, love, God comes and lives inside you to tell you and lead you how to live. No, He doesn't always talk to you, but you know through an uh-huh and an uh-uh inside of you, know what, if you're born again, what you're supposed to do. You know it. If you say, I don't know if it's right or wrong, then you're not born again. If you confess the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Spirit of God comes and lives inside of me and you, and He's with us forever. Telling me, yes, no, loving me and directing my path, showing me and telling me how to live. This is the part that I want you to grasp here. There's only one way. There's only one way to have God live inside of you. There's only one way. That's to confess Jesus in truth. There's only one way. This church cannot get you into heaven. There's not one church in this world that can get you into heaven. The only qualification that we need to be born again, to have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, is to be born again. To have God come and give us of His Spirit to live inside of us. God comes and lives inside of us, and He is love. But there's only one way through truth. There's only one way that we can be born again or be called Christians or saved or have God come live inside of us. It's in truth. We have to confess what God did. What did God do? He sent Himself in the likeness of a man born of a virgin to die on the cross for the remission for our sin. That's the only qualification that we need to have God live in us. So what does Satan do, my friends? If truth is confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if that's truth and the only way I can have God come live inside of me is by confessing truth, what's truth? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then what is Satan going to do with the truth that Jesus wants us to confess? What's he going to do? What's he going to send? Or what? The opposite. Or a counterfeit. That's why 2 John tells us, this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. Listen to this now. He said, this is love. Now I'm going to ask you this question and think about it. He said, this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. Listen to this now. This is love, that we walk according to His commandments. He's talking to a believer there or an unbeliever? Come on now. How do you know he's talking to a believer? What? Okay, he said, this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. Would he ever ask an unbeliever? Think about it now. Would God or Jesus ever ask an unbeliever to walk in His commandments? Why? Because they don't have God in them to obey the commandments of God that are within. Who would God ask to obey His commandments? A person that's done what? Confess the first commandment, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Once you confess the first commandment, out of that commandment, God lives in you, then commandments come out of your spirit. He would never ask a sinner to keep His commandments, because they couldn't, because they're not born again. How can they keep the commandments or the love of God when they don't have God in them? So He's telling me and you, you that have God in you, keep my commandments. What commandments, John? Keep the Word of God inside of you. This is love. This is love. Do the things that you're supposed to do. Don't do the things that you're not supposed to do. This is love. That's why the church is all screwed up. Because we know to do good, but we don't do it. Because we lack this inside of us. Facebook is good, but my God, it's a detriment also. People can be consumed by it. I don't have time to read. I know you don't. You're 4 hours in Facebook. You're right. You don't have time to read the Bible. Amen. Thank God for your honesty. Don't complain when you're miserable. Because all that you need is inside of you. What's inside of you? Love. God. Jesus said, by this shall all know. Listen to this. I'm almost done. I'm not going to keep you long. He said, by this shall all know that we belong to Him. Could you go to somebody today without telling them that you're a Christian? Would they know that you were a Christian without you having to tell them? Don't answer it. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. He said, society will know that we belong to Jesus by the love that we walk in. Love is keeping the instruction of God from within. If all the world will know that we belong to Jesus by how much love we walk in, if they don't know we belong to Him, guess what? Guess what we're not walking in? What? Jesus said, by this shall all know that you are my disciples. Jesus said, if you have love one to another, this is what He was saying. God lives in you. And if you live according to the love of God, society will know that we belong to Him. He said, and this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Then He goes on to say something. He seems to change the subject. I've barely touched on it last week, but we're going to go into detail this week. He said, for many deceivers are gone out into this world. What qualifies me and you to have the Spirit of God to live inside of us is to confess Him in truth. What's truth? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then He says immediately, it seems like He changes the subject. He said, for many deceivers are gone out into the world. Renee hit it right on the head. Being born again in truth is confessing the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He is God. That's truth. So Satan comes immediately with the opposite of what truth is. Satan comes, and I'm going to say this and people might get mad at me. It doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't at all. Right across the street, the Mormon church. Now your Christians say, oh, Brother Homer, you got to love them. I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm just saying that the very thing that John said, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. What do you think the Mormon church preaches? Oh, we preach Jesus. No, 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 no. You got to preach that Jesus is God. You got to preach that Jesus is the Son of God. So the truth is that Jesus is God, that He's the Son of God, that He rose from the dead, that He lives forevermore. We got to confess that. So Satan comes with something else. To take, you know why Satan comes with Mormonism? With the Nation of Islam, or he comes with Jehovah's Witness, with the Catholic Church, a lot of the Catholic Church, not all of them. You know why he comes with that? Because their message isn't truth. Their message isn't that Jesus Christ. They'll say, yes, we preach Jesus. No, 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 no. You got to preach that He died, that He rose again, that He is the Son of God, and that He is God. That's the message. That's truth. We confess truth, then we're born again. So Satan comes with deception. I don't know what the Mormons believe. I know they don't preach Jesus Christ crucified. The Jehovah's Witness preached that you surpass Jesus and you go to God. 1 John says, he who has not the Son has what? Has not the Father. Why do you think Satan comes with deception and with the spirit of Antichrist? Because the only thing that can cause God to live inside of me and you is to confess Jesus in truth. Satan knows that if me and you confess Jesus with our mouth and with our heart that He is the Son of God, Satan knows what happens to a person that genuinely means that. He knows that immediately that God comes and lives inside of that person. Satan wants to stop God from living inside of your spirit. And if he can get you off track, if he can get you off the truth, he'll know he'll succeed. Because the only thing that qualifies God to come live in your spirit is for me and you to believe with all our heart and to confess with our mouth that he is the Son of God. If he can stop that from happening, he won. Because he knows that once God gets inside of you, baby, it's over. Know that, little ones. Know that. This is what he said. Mormonism. Jehovah's Witness. Some Catholic churches, some. And I'm not demeaning anybody. There's no salvation in the Virgin Mary, my friends. You can play with the rosary beads all you want. It don't mean nothing. All you gotta do is wear out your fingers and get arthritis. Hail Mary, full of grace. You're gonna get arthritis, all you're gonna get. So are you going to get? Are you going to get arthritis? Salvation and love is found in one man. And his name, my friends, is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you have love one to another. God is love. God is with me. Everywhere I go, love is with me. In every situation, He's in my spirit, directing me as His Son. This is how you live. You know, when He said in 1 John, love not the world. Listen to this, I'm almost done. Love not the world or the things in the world. If any man love the world, the Greek says the love of the Father is not working in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the... It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. You know why? You know why he reiterated in 1 John? He said, church, he said, love not the world. John physically wrote it. Love not the world or the things in the world. Is he talking to believers or unbelievers? To who? Believers, because an unbeliever already what? Loves the world. He says to believers, to us, to me, to Deidre, to Quinn, to Julie, to my wife, to Jimmy. He says, hey, love not the world or the thing in the world. That was a physical verse. He wrote it down. John, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, church, don't love the world or the things in the world. Okay, let's say you don't read that. Let's say you don't read that verse. When Jesus Christ, when God the Father lives inside of me and you, and let's say you're just, oh, you want that 105.5 fix. You want it bad. You go, ooh, you want to turn that knob, but you keep doing the chicken. You keep doing this right here. You want to turn it so bad. Now, the verse says, love not the world or the things in the world. Let's say you've never read 1 John before. Let's say you've never read it in your life. But you come to church on Sunday, you give your life to Jesus. Love, God comes and lives inside of you. You come Tuesday, you're going to church, driving your bike or your car, I'm sorry. Now the verse physically said, Love not the world or the things in the world. So you get born again on Sunday night. You're crying. You feel good. You take your car. You're driving it to school. And 105.5 is calling your name. Come hear me, Alex. Come. God in you will what? Tell you what? In all essence, 1 John said, love not the world or the things in the world. That's what that verse is telling you inside without you even knowing the scripture. When he says, don't. In all essence, what he's telling me and you is, love not the world or the things in the world. Now, love spoke to me and you. So we kicked that instruction to the curb. And we walked in hate. That's why Satan comes immediately with a false religion. That's why he comes with teachings from the Jehovah Witness, the Mormonism, with some in the Catholic Church to take away truth. Because he knows that if you confess Jesus Christ in truth, God comes and lives inside you. So he wants to take away the teaching that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because he knows if you confess it and you mean it, that God's going to live inside of you and you'll have the capacity to walk in love. So outside of God in you, can you walk in love? No. Because God does not live in you. Are you with me on that statement? That's why Satan comes with false doctrine, with false teaching. If he can keep God, and he can keep God from living inside of you, he can sway you from the truth into believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's why he set campus, a church right across the street from us. There ain't but one way to the Father. And that is, you must be born again. And when you're born again, God comes and lives inside of you. And all that you need is in you. Love speaks up. Love will tell you what movie to watch and what movie not to watch. If you hear, if you're quiet, God will even tell you specific things about your life. He's your father, man. What father wouldn't direct his children in the right path? I remember one day I was it Nathaniel or David? I was going over to Danny's house. You remember that when I said that, Julie? I was on my porch reading my Bible, swinging back and forth like an old man on my chair. David started running across the street to go to Danny's house. He was running and he didn't look to the left or the right. David! Almost fell. He stopped. What kind of father would I have been if I see David crossing the road and wouldn't risk my life to save him? But I wasn't there physically to be able to grab him. So the next thing I could do was yell so he could hear his father's voice to warn him that danger was coming. David! There's a road. What, Dad? Son, be careful, man. You're going to get run over. Sorry, Dad. See, every time that David crosses the street now, he remembers the voice of his father that says, be careful when you cross the street. What about the young Christian lady that got raped? Do you think God stood back in heaven without whispering to that young lady, don't go with him, he'll rape you? I say yes. But the young lady was so caught up in the things of the world that there wasn't enough peace in her life to hear the voice of God. He is your father. He'll speak to you, but you've got to have enough peace in your life to hear his voice. Ladies, you're well equipped. Young man, you're well equipped because God lives in you. If you know to do good and do not, James said, it is sin. Hear the voice of God. He lives in you. He speaks to you. He'll guide you and direct you and tell you which way to turn in life. When there's a decision to be made in your life, be quiet to hear the voice of God from within. Ask Him, Lord, this young man says he loves me, Jesus. I see some sincerity in him, Jesus. Lord, is this my future husband, Lord? Is this my future wife? Is it, Lord? Be careful what you ask him, because he'll answer you. It's a soft whisper. See, my kids, none of them are perfect. I've never claimed that they are. And I know when they lie to me. But I can't babysit them, Terry. I can't babysit them. When they go out in life, from Nathaniel to, I always go by the oldest, from Priscilla. When nobody say I love one more than the other, I always start from the oldest, Priscilla, Julie, Quentin, Elijah, Nathaniel. I know when they lie to me. I know when they lie to me. But I can't babysit them. See, lying to me is not the issue. They're lying to the Father. Walking in love is obeying what's right. If you got God living in you, if you've been born again, you know what's right and what's wrong. And if you do what's right through God, you, my friend, walk in love. If you know to do right and you don't do it, then you did wrong, then you walked in hate. Plain and simple. See, this message here isn't preached everywhere. Freaked me out the other day. Person put on Facebook, finna hear me some slow jams, some R. Kelly, I'm finna go off. Ooh, I'm finna hear me some R. Kelly. I'm finna go off. This morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. That is what the church has become. That, listen to me, that is what the church has become. And if you dare say that, then they will rip your head off. I don't say nothing no more. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. For real, D, I ain't lying. Listen, I'm not here to judge you, but that's not what comes out of your heart. I can tell you that much right now. Preachers want money. God just wants you to live right. He don't need your money, man. He wants me and you to walk in love so that society can know that God lives. We got a lot to do with society believing in God. Not by what we say, but by how we live. There's nothing wrong with saying a lot if it comes from the Spirit of God within. There's nothing wrong with speaking truth in love. But if you talk out of here instead of out of that born again spirit, you're dumb. And God gets no glory in that. So Satan comes with deception. He wants me and you to get away from truth, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Love is nothing more than obeying God. And guess what, young people? God is Love is also obeying your mama and your daddy. Oh, yes, it is. Love is obeying your mama and your daddy. Oh, yeah, we don't like that one, do we? Walk in love. Because as we walk in love, they'll say, my God, that Deidre and that Alex, something different about them. Everybody was cussing and swearing, and Deidre walked away from it. Why? Deidre's some idiot that goes to church all the time, talks about love all the time. They might call you an idiot, but deep down inside, you sowed a seed in their life. You sowed a seed. My friends make fun of you. You're a punk. I was going to be with your wife all the time. Yes, I do. Understatement. She's my best friend along with the kids of this church. They're my best friends. Love is keeping God's word inside of me and you. You find me a happy Christian, and that Christian is one that walks in love. You find me a miserable Christian, and he's miserable, or she's miserable, because they do not walk in love. I never thought I could stay home on Saturday nights and be faithful to one woman. You would say, well, you think you're all fine, Pastor. Well, you're short and fat, and you're right. But I ain't always been short and fat. It's the joy of my life. See, this ring signifies to society that I'm married. God in me is my testimony that I belong to him. And he instructs us every day, every situation of our life. Walk in love, my friends. Put 2 John and 1 John in you. Be like Jackie. Be a radical. Read it twice a day. 1:38. Read it twice a day. Thank God for guys like Jackie that will read 2 John twice a day. Are you up to 3 times yet, Jackie? Still at 2? Rock up on. Read it. Everything that I say tonight, you'll believe it if you read it. Keep coming back to this discipleship class. Next week, we're going to take it one step further. I figure 6 or 7 weeks of this to show you and to teach you what love is. Love is a spiritual act when we obey everything that God is inside of us. That is what he's looking for. He's not looking for compromise. He's looking for an ever-yielding love to his ways. Read 2 John. Read 1 John. And you will never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever be the same. Young ladies, look in his eyes. You say you love me? I don't do that. What? I don't. You sure? Yes. Please? No. Let's see how long he sticks around. Young ladies, you too now. We get to blame for everything, don't we, Alex? You too now. You ladies see guys like me and Deidre, y'all be going crazy. They're right, Dean. I didn't hear my wife say amen. Where's she at? Amen? Amen. By show of hands, honestly, 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 are you learning what love is? Raise your hand for me. Amen. That's all I'm after through him, all right, Deidre? That's all I'm after through him is I want you to comprehend what love is. Young people, read your Bibles. Read your Bibles. Let me introduce to you today a man. Alex, finish it off for me. Turn around and tell him. Let me introduce to you a man. Named Jesus. Say it in Creole. Say it in Spanish.
Jesucristo.
Let me introduce to you today the love of a man named Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Next Sunday, discipleship class number 4. Hey guys, and real quick, you can catch these online free. I mean, not that they're worth much, but go to bronkflint.org. Go to messages, then youth ministry. Start at number 9. That's where. So did you try it? But it's easy. It's go on there. All these teachings on discipleship, they're on there. So please, they're to establish you in the faith, God. So I just ask you to grow with me in God. Grow with me in God, man. Let's learn how to be disciples of God. So stand with me, please, guys. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this short time of fellowship. Father, this short time of truth, Lord, may they just hunger and thirst after you, Lord, to grow in your ways. And I pray your hedge of protection around all of them, Father, that they may grow in you and be protected from the evil one that would like to take their life, Father. So I praise you and I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.